This is my roommate, Erin.
My name is Erin Potter.
Erin is a proud plant parent.
It's a lot about the vibes. You know, just the aesthetic of having a lot of plants around and appreciating their value for making me happy.
If you had to guess how many plants are in this house, dead or alive, what would you guess?
Good question. Maybe like 20?
No way.
What do you think?
Way more.
What's your guess?
Like 35.
35?
We have eucalyptus hanging from our shower head.
Yes, we do. Also dead, but yeah.
I counted, and I was actually exactly right. There are 35. 4 alive, 26 dead, and 5 in questionable condition. You see, Erin isn't a particularly good plant parent.
I love them. I just don't express that love through taking care of them all the time.
In April of last year, Reuters reported that U.S. seed companies were seeing record sales. Stuck at home because of the coronavirus pandemic, many Americans were taking up a new hobby, gardening. But with limited outdoor space in apartments and dorms, Northwestern students like Erin stocked up on indoor potted plants, with easy-to-care-for succulents dominating the mix.
So I have, all little house plants. Most of them are succulents. Some of them are, spider plants. One of them's, a little ivy dude. I don't know a lot about them. They're just, little and cute, and they just sit in my apartment.
That's Raya Muller. Her mom is an active plant parent.
She wanted me to have plants for air quality and, happiness or something.
Raya's not as passionate a plant parent as Erin, but she's better at keeping her plant children alive.
I have 9 alive plants and I've killed 4.
Raya lives alone and says that she would certainly recommend the plant parent lifestyle to other Northwestern students.
I live in a small studio, so I think it's nice to have them around. They look nice. I want bigger plants. I think those would look cute too. It just makes the space more lively, especially because it's gray and sad outside.
It's a strange kind of parenthood. We water them, we give them shelter, but if one dies, no big deal. I wanted to talk to a really good plant parent, someone with both Erin's passion and Raya's watering track record, to see if they shared the same indifference toward their children's mortality. I asked around and found student Josh Perry.
I have a jade plant. His name is Tom. I've had him since junior or senior year of high school, and we're best friends.
Josh is, without a doubt, a very involved plant parent.
Tom is kind of short and stout. I had to trim him a little bit because he was getting top heavy, so he's kind of a little bit closer to the ground than he was before, but very round leaves, very I don't know, he's very full-bodied. I think I sound like a psychopath right now.
Tom isn't just another plant to Josh. He's a connection to home.
Well, Tom is actually basically a gift from a very sweet neighbor I had. She was this old lady back in my hometown, and she gave me a cutting of her jade plant. So I have treasured him ever since. If he got sick or froze to death, or I forgot to water him for an extended period of time, and he died, I would be very sad. I think I would even be devastated. I'm not sure how I would cope.
I guess what I've learned from reporting on household greenery is that there's no one right way to be a plant parent. If you cherish your one baby, great. If their green keeps you sane during gray Evanston winters, awesome. If your plant children are plastic, amazing. You probably won't kill them. But if you're content living in a literal plant graveyard like I do, that's cool too. Our plants are really here to take care of us, not the other way around. For WNUR News, I'm Sarah Kedora.